It's the Brian Noonan Show podcast with Cody Goff, of course, as always on a Sunday. Little different today because we're doing the Facebook Live portion of the podcast and the podcast all together. We did start that other thing, didn't we?
We are recording.
We're recording
everywhere.
Over there. Man, oh man, that's fantastic. Now, we were talking about the debate right before we came to Facebook Live. Are you planning to watch the debate? We won't spend a lot of time on the debate. Are you having a big party?
I am.
Are you
going to
have dip? Speaking of dips,
see what I did? Roger came down.
That's what I did.
I am going to watch the presidential debate on an illegal stream from another country because
really?
I don't want to give them ratings.
Wow.
Because I don't
the ratings
like
are gonna be huge,
I don't like anybody involved except Lester Holt. Respected journalist.
He's a respected journalist. Let's hope he keeps that moniker after tomorrow night.
I will be listening for the first maybe 10, 15 minutes of the debate. I am guessing after that, nothing will happen.
Yeah.
Debates are always built up. Hillary versus Bernie was supposed, you know, the Battle of Brooklyn and all these big clashes they always promoted. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
I mean, granted Bernie said the exact same thing in every single debate.
Every time.
Which was great. He's the most on-point presidential candidate guy
Is he
possible.
On fleek?
What is fleek?
That's what the kids say, on fleek.
What is that?
When things look very put together and tight.
That's weird. I don't know. I don't
You're
feel...
in the picture, by the way, Roger, just so you know. People can't see you.
Oh,
so you don't have to sit there like
I figured
like
as much because you guys are pros.
Well, sure, except they couldn't hear us for the first 3 minutes, but that's fine. Either way, doesn't really matter. I'll be watching. I'm very excited to watch. I'm guessing. Here's the thing. Because we're in this business, so I have to watch. I
why
have to
you
know what's going on.
Excited to watch.
Because it's either going to be, because here's why I'm excited. Because I know it's going to be like Game of Thrones. About 10 minutes in, I'm going to get a nice nap. Because I try to be as patriotic and involved as possible. But after a long day at work, when I sit down in the big chair, I'm falling asleep.
I don't think this is patriotic, necessarily.
I think to be an informed citizenry, an informed voter, you should watch the debates.
I think this is a sideshow freak show, and
of
it's a distraction from any real issues the country is facing. We would be better off watching a 90-minute special on systemic racism the cops have in this country,
we were going to have to have a talk after the show, because you've turned the whiteboard into your political arena, and
yeah,
now you're
has.
He has. It's getting away from the original intent of the whiteboard, so we'll have to talk about that.
I understand that.
We've got to
stop being political.
We got to talk.
Take the chalk away from
not completely.
But it's humor still.
Yeah.
With a jab?
To a point, yeah.
Or two.
No, it is to a point. I'm not saying...
not a jab at you.
Not at me. I'm just saying...
I'm not trying to silence your creative voice at all. There's a tone that we set.
I want
to
see.
That's how it's going
to
be.
Who wants to take bets?
Huh?
How many minutes before the debate goes off the rails?
I don't think it's gonna at first. I think it's going to stay pretty predictable. But I want to see if it's going to stay predictable.
Well, see, and that's the entertainment value of it.
Right. And that's it. There you
because we all know, like you mentioned during the show.
Yeah, I know who I'm voting for.
If you've
you know
already made
for.
Your choice, you know what each candidate stands for.
Yeah.
Now we want to see if the gloves come off and they start duking it out.
Right.
And that's the floor show, and that's the price of entertainment that we get to see.
I'm not trying to silence you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know.
You would never silence me.
I would never silence you.
Well, the thing is, the whiteboard, and this has always been, I've always mentioned a couple things on other topical.
Sure,
we've
of course.
Come
of
in
course.
And
yes, yes, yes.
Always come in and said something like, well, what's in the news this week?
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, the last 6 months, all anyone talks about
that
is politics.
All anybody's talking
so you gotta
about.
Give me a little credit.
No, I do.
It is hard to talk about anything else because good Lord.
Is, there's what else is there to talk about?
You
watch
South Park. Did you watch South Park?
I did watch South Park. It was hilarious.
The one where they make fun of the knee.
Yes,
so.
The knee and the whole thing. No, it is. It's the thing. And I can't wait till it's over.
Yeah, after
let's be
November,
honest. I can't wait till it's over.
Whiteboard's going to be about God knows
back
what.
To your video game and video. Dubstep references that nobody gets, but nobody gets incited either. They're just everybody's angry, you know. But Jenny is with you on this debate thing. She's I don't expect there to be anything that we haven't heard before.
Right.
Hillary's going to lay out her well thought out policies in her very robotic way,
mm-hmm.
and Trump is going to maybe just implode, and that'll be great too. And he's not going to give any specifics.
I want to see how he won, if he, because here's what I'm hearing from the pundits.
Yeah.
that we're expecting.
What pundits are you talking to?
I'm talking about the pundits from all the networks.
I see Roger like out to brunch with some pundits.
Yeah, it's my pundit lunch.
Yeah, it's four guys from the golf course.
All the experts, yeah, with the air quotes, are saying that we know what to expect, but the winner will be not Hillary Clinton based on what she says or her presentation, but the winner will be Trump if he stays presidential. That's what I'm hearing from
the pundits.
Yes,
a lot of pundits.
Seriously,
well, he has a much lower bar.
To go off
right.
the rails.
He has a much lower bar to succeed to be
exactly.
considered the winner. If he doesn't go nuts, he'll be the winner.
Exactly.
Hillary
and
has to do
a heck of a way to choose the next president.
Right, and Hillary has to try to convince people that she's not a liar. And
right.
That's something you can't do in 90 minutes.
No.
You know?
No.
So
especially
it's,
through a TV camera.
It's very tough.
Very impersonal.
And where's this documentary on systemic racism?
No, this is...
Because I'll watch it. This it sounds fascinating.
This is what I'm saying. What we just said is kind of the reason to watch the debate is so a woman can prove she's not a liar,
right.
Or a guy to prove that he can.
That he's not a lunatic.
This is not a lunatic. That's a distraction from. There are a lot of substantial issues going on. The Wells Fargo thing incensed me earlier.
I know.
This week.
No, and you have every right to be. You have every right to be furious
yeah,
about that.
And all this
stuff
in the news. So what right. I was saying is, it's just I think some people's. I think this really is a distraction that people don't need, and it's dividing us more than it needs to. You know, like there's some issues that we could be talking about other
sure.
than is this woman a liar and is this guy a lunatic?
Right.
That might
emails
us.
Money. There's
and I
money.
Think a lot of people in the country wish the debate was about those substantive issues.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And are kind of sick. That this is what it's come down to. The leader of our country, the next leader of our country, it comes down to, is she lying? Is he a lunatic?
Right.
That's the heck
that's
of
perfect.
A way to do it. To
what?
To choose, thank you, the
Listen,
next president of the United States.
Exactly.
It is. But that's what we got for now. That's and I'm not. That's not a cop out. Well, that's what
right.
we got. But
I
it
know.
Is. That's
We're
what we got.
Changing. We've
got.
We have.
This is it.
Yeah.
We, you know, you could vote for one of the other two candidates if you want. It's your right. I do think it's throwing away a vote. I think a vote for
Gary Johnson
or Jill Stein is a vote for Donald Trump. If you look back at the last election, mm-hmm. you look at what Ralph Nader did in Florida right. and some of the other states where
actually,
he took some of the...
No, actually, that's a myth.
Is it a myth?
No, I listened to a podcast and they interviewed Ralph Nader and they talked about the stats and he mm-hmm. actually took more votes from Bush than he did from his
Well, he swayed the election one way or another.
But not, I mean, kind of, but not really. No, because
the final outcome was the final.
Right. It was in Florida. In Florida specifically.
Okay.
In Florida specifically
okay.
he took more votes away from Bush right. than he'd actually gave to Bush because everybody said, "Oh, he's a spoiler."
But in some of those other states, it was not.
Oh,
that.
Did he?
Not the case. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I don't
All
know.
Right. All right. Listen, I've got a headache now from this pod. This was not going to be politics.
A well-rounded discussion.
Hey, listen,
we're all in violent agreement.
Yeah, but
no,
we shouldn't
kind
be
of
violent
are.
About it like that. We should.
But
be
that's oh, really welcome to America. This is really, we should be violent about anything.
Issue.
But we're angry about everything.
Right.
We're angry about what color pantsuit somebody's going to wear. We're angry about traffic. We're angry about everything. This country is everybody is on edge.
That's true.
And as I look at this screen, this is the portal to hell because it unleashes every. Anonymous person mm-hmm. who never had a, you know, they never got to speak in high school. Mm-hmm. Nobody listens to them at work. And it's going back to South Park. Now it's Kyle's dad with a glass of wine in a dark room trolling everybody.
Yeah.
The whole world has become trolls. And you can sit behind a made up name and you can say whatever you want and just more and more anger. We had texts at the beginning of the show when we hadn't even talked about politics at all. We had someone using code to call Hillary the C word. We weren't even talking about politics. We were talking about getting out of the way so Hamp, Obie, and Kaz could come out and talk football.
Right.
And the vitriol that comes from people about everything, it's horrible.
It
so to say we should be angry, I'm like, yeah, sure, we shouldn't. We should also be on rainbows, and we should all be riding unicorns to and from work. And I should have geishas just fanning me at this point, and small men carrying me in a big
Cody,
chair so I don't have to walk to the elevator.
Weekend? What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't
know.
Have his geishas, and
I got nothing.
Know, I know.
He's got nothing. Look at
him. Oh, my friend Steve, who works for, I don't know. Oh, now he works for MLB. He started at CNN. He's worked for everybody. He says he's not angry. He's drunk.
Well, God bless him.
Well,
because
sure.
You know,
he's drunk.
The Cubs are in the postseason.
Are you sure? He's happy about the Cubs being in the postseason?
Ooh, and the Dodgers are in. They won today.
The
National League West.
Can I ask both of you? Do you think it'll get better after the election's done?
No. Well.
In November?
After the election.
No. It never gets better after the election, because now, instead of everybody fighting each other, then the side that loses will be able to pull back and hunker down in a ball of hatred toward the victor. And it doesn't matter what side wins, the other side is going to spend the next 4 years complaining. Hence the rise years ago of right-wing talk radio. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, now we've got a pulpit to just scream and yell about that guy or that woman. They're the whole reason. Listen, we all know now. And I'm saying this sarcastically. Here's a sarcasm alert. Everything's Obama's fault.
Thanks,
from the
Obama.
Fact that, right. From the fact that it's getting darker outside now to the fact
darker
that I
earlier,
couldn't
right.
get the pants I wanted yesterday. It's all Obama's fault.
What pants? You don't wear pants on this show?
That's because I couldn't find them, because Obama
thanks,
put
Obama.
Some sort of embargo in so Old Navy couldn't get my size pants. Sarcasm.
Over. And sarcasm.
God forbid.
Yeah, right.
God forbid. Now we open a can of worms. We're not even going to have time for you to tell me how fantastic I was.
It was really great.
No, I'm kidding.
You went to the.
I went to Tony and Tina's wedding.
Are we done talking about? We don't have to talk about that. We can. This is fiery and you know.
I didn't.
I still want the name of this documentary.
No, it was.
Because let's be honest. All right,
Cody's.
If you want to go back to that systemic racism and police shootings, it is horrible,
mm-hmm.
and we do have to look at that. There's two sides. There is, I believe, an institutional problem. I don't believe it's overt racism. I think it's an us against them bunker mentality with police and civilians. And I think that militaristic side of the police force has grown and grown. You look back when SWAT teams first came on the scene, and you'll remember this, Roger, you were probably working for the city. It wasn't a military unit. It was officers maybe with bigger weapons, but they didn't come out in tanks. They didn't come out dressed like they were an invading force. They were a highly skilled specialty team of police officers.
That's right.
And that's evolved because the firepower from the bad guys has increased.
Exactly.
So you have to increase the law enforcement answer to that.
Yeah.
So that creates a mentality of us against them. Unfortunately, there's a lot of crime in poorer urban areas that are populated by black men. Now, why is that the case? Well, because there's not enough job opportunities. There's not as much education. There's a breakdown in family values.
Right.
And I'm not singling out one particular race, but since most of these police shootings are about black men getting shot, but now you look, and in Charleston, that was not a white officer shooting a black officer. That was a black officer in a department that is headed by a black police chief and a man who, the protesters are saying there was no gun. The video shows that there was a gun on the ground. The wife who was videotaping this confrontation is yelling at the husband, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly he had an ankle holster. There's a gun on the ground. I'm sorry. If you do not comply with the police, bad things are going to happen. The one in, is it Tulsa? Where the, wherever.
Tulsa, yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Tulsa, yeah, Tulsa. Where the white female officer shot an unarmed guy who was walking away.
Right.
Good. She's now being charged.
Right.
Not good that she shot him. Good that she's up on charges.
That's right.
Because that's inexcusable.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these other shootings we see are inexcusable. Some of them, and some of them you have to look, and there's got to be responsibility on both sides. But we also have to let police do their job without worrying that everything they do is going to be so scrutinized that they're gun shy. And I'm not making a pun.
And one of the reasons, and I got to run upstairs to the news, but one of the reasons why some people are saying that crime is growing in the Chicago area is that, in addition to the other problems that you mentioned, Brian, is that a lot of police officers are afraid to do their job. Mm-hmm. And so they are not doing stops, car stops. They are not doing stops of people walking down the street who may be suspicious.
Sure.
May be in the wrong place at the wrong time at the wrong hour for the wrong reason.
Well, stop and frisk is one of those touchy things.
I understand.
You can't...
I'm not saying stop and frisk. I'm just saying a cop who has been trained to be driving down the street in a neighborhood, and it could be any neighborhood in the country, and see something that just looks out of place, and ask a question. And they're not asking that question. They're not making their presence known because they're afraid of the repercussions if something goes god-awful wrong.
And listen, it falls to the departments and it falls to the cities to make sure that there's transparency.
Exactly.
Because we all know there's thousands of really dedicated, hardworking, good police officers.
Yes.
There are some who fall outside the lines. Those officers need to be held accountable.
Yeah.
But the ones who are doing their jobs need to be supported. And they need to be supported not only by the city and the department, but they need to be supported by the community. Because whatever community you live in, if you don't support the police, then you start complaining, well, they don't come, they do this, they do that. There's a stand. You gotta give it up.
It's where you live. You need to take care of where you live.
And that's easy to say for us who don't live in areas with minimal opportunities at best.
That's true.
But even in those opportunities, there's a lot of good people who want to be safe. Nobody lives in a neighborhood by choice and says, well, I want it to be horrible. I don't care what neighborhood you live in. You want to be able to go outside. You want your kid to be able to walk to school. So the problem is there has to be communication. There has to be transparency. I think Chicago is learning its lesson in baby steps. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they'll take those next steps.
Well, that's the documentary I was talking about.
The
only point...
You brought it up. You want to stir it up. You want to get things going.
All I wanted to say was...
I know stop and frisk is not constitutional, according to...
I think the conversation we just had is more substantive than arguing about whether a girl's a liar and a guy's a lunatic.
Man and woman. Let's not...
We'll call him a girl and guy.
Girl and guy? Or we'll call... What would they call him on South Park? We can't say. Guy and gal.
Oh, no, we can't. So that's all I was saying. But that conversation that you and Roger just had... probably more worthwhile for people to listen to than whatever's going to get talked about in the debate.
Probably.
Just throwing it out there.
No,
maybe they'll actually talk about,
substantive issues.
We'll see. But
I think there will be some of that.
I hope so, too. If it degenerates into what we've seen over and over again, which is just cult of personality versus cult of personality, then I think it's kind of a distraction, and I wish that people were more focused on more substantial issues than these two people's personalities. Right. That's all.
I understand.
So I really am sorry if I stirred, got too... I didn't
you
mean
wanna, to... Oh, you hijacked it with your political revolutionary thing.
I just threw out a thing like as an example, and then...
Well, I wanted you to... I didn't want you to think that I was trying to stifle you or silence you.
No, God.
Because you know I respect your opinion, but there's places for all different stuff. And I don't care. We talked about this. Now we talked about this.
You got into it.
Is GN carrying the debate live tomorrow night? Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
You will be carrying the debate. We will carry all the debates, the vice presidential debate, all the presidential debates. We will carry them all live right here. And then I know tomorrow night and any weeknight and probably any debate, there will be a post-game kind of thing. I know Justin and Pete are working on getting people for a roundtable after the debate tomorrow night, so there'll be commentary after that. So, yes, we are definitely going to be all over the debates. Do not worry about it. And, all right, we got a couple minutes here to start wrapping this up, and then are we going to come back? Are we doing more? We don't know.
Not on Facebook, for sure.
No, not on Facebook. Yeah. We may add some more.
This is all for Facebook for tonight.
Right.
But
thank you, Facebook.
Maybe we'll record.
I hope you stayed with us and you could hear us after a while, which is nice. And,
eventually.
There we go. Now I'm all worked up. I don't know how I'm going to do the next hour and a half of the program.
I swear I did not.
People are texting going, can't hear the show. Yeah, it's because we're not on
radio. Yeah,
we're going to be on the radio after 7:30.
I did not anticipate. I should know you better or know the show better.
Well, why? What's the matter?
Well, if I throw out a reference, it's going to get picked up on. You pick up on references. If I throw out a reference to a current political thing, I did not realize that you would off the hip be able to formulate an entire...
Just because I don't talk about things on the show doesn't mean I'm not living a life. I live a life outside of here, and it's not all fun and games. I mean, I live in the same world that everybody lives in. I watch the news. I read the papers. I read, articles on the internet. I know what's going on, and it infuriates me. But the show that I do is not driven 100% by that. It's driven by what's going on. Obviously, we're going to talk about big things that happen. I'm not a newsman. I'm not a journalist. I'm an entertainer. And if I think that talking about, you know, police shootings is entertaining, meaning it's going to spur conversation and spur thought, that's fine. If I think that, you know, something that we're going to talk about after is going to be entertaining because it makes you laugh, okay. So that's, you know, I don't, no, I never mind talking about this. And I do, you know, obviously I have thoughts.
Well, I guess.
I always have thoughts.
You are smarter than no. than anyone.
Smarter than most people give me credit for.
than anyone gives you credit for, myself included. Well, we have a radio show to do in about a minute. So
oh, yeah, we
got
to get back
up
to the radio.
And thanks, Facebook Live, for tuning in. Check out the whole podcast, and you can hear the entire thing, not the minute of silence at the beginning.
Right. Oh, that would be fun, though. That's excellent.
GinRadio.com later in the week.
And then listen to Work Life Balance, Cody's podcast at WGN Plus, Game Life Balance US, and TonyLovesTina.com. Get your tickets. We'll talk about more. Thanks, Facebook. See ya. Bye.
It was a good show, seriously.